Okay. Here we are. Welcome to seeing yourself through the eyes of love. For this meditation, I invite you to bring your full attention to this moment. Let yourself close your eyes and relax. And imagine that you're in a really safe place for you. Perhaps it's a cabin in the mountains or a beautiful tropical beach, but find some place that feels safe to you. And in this safe place, imagine that there's a table that you're sitting at. And on this table is a book. And it says, "My autobiography." It's your autobiography. You're writing your autobiography, and it's come to the time in the writing of your autobiography to describe in words someone that loves you. But before you do, imagine this table in front of you, and then in front of the table, imagine some sliding glass doors. And then on the other side of the sliding glass doors, sitting down, doing some activity like reading a book or a magazine, is this person who loves you. So now allow yourself to sort through your life history and think of someone who you are clear loves you. And it's not important whether they're currently, for this exercise, it's not important that they're currently alive. They can be. Or they could have passed on. And it's not essential whether or not you love them, although you might. What's important is that you know that they love you. So now, invite this person, if they aren't already there, sitting down. See them, imagine them, in front of you, with their book or their magazine. And then look at the book in front of you, your autobiography, and begin to describe in words this person who you know loves you. Just begin to write in your imagination a description of this person who you know loves you. What are the characteristics that make this person special, unique in all the world? Describe the characteristics that make this person special. Perhaps there's some things that you've noticed about them others haven't noticed in just the way you have. Maybe it's the way they listen, the way they speak, the way they move. They pay attention to what they value. Notice what characteristics make them special and unique, and write those into your autobiography. Few more moments to do that. And now for the next part. With your body safely and comfortably seated at the table, allow your awareness to begin to float up, to lift. Allow your awareness to begin to float up and to lift. So your awareness is up above you. And then begin to float over the table and through the glass doors, and then right down into this person who you know loves you, and then look out through their eyes and see you. That's right. See yourself through the eyes of love. That's right. Just like this. See you as love sees you. Like to see you through the eyes of love. And perhaps you also can feel the love for you that this person feels for you. They see your uniqueness. They see your specialness. In all the world, there's never been one just like you, except you. Wow. The beauty, the gift preciousness of you. Notice what it's like to notice you from love. See qualities in you. They value qualities in you. Yes, that's right. Let yourself really feel what it's like to experience you from love for you. Take a few more moments, and then when you're ready, gently begin to float up above this person who you know loves you. Through the glass doors, across the table, up above you, and then back down into you. Home. Back into your body now. Bringing with you the feelings of love for you. Into your body, into your being. Let it integrate in such a way that's for your best and highest good. Let it integrate now. That's right. With each breath that you take now, let this love for you serve you. And as you let this integrate, you can notice your autobiography again. And you can describe in words who you are to someone who loves you. How you appear to them, how you sound to them, how you feel to them. How adorable you are. How loved you are. Notes in your autobiography that will serve you in your life. And let this integration continue to occur now, and if you like, when you sleep tonight as well. So that it deeply serves you in your life. And you can visit this experience again.